Listening to me, Michelle Ward, with Eat My Brunch here. Now, joining me on the line, I'm very pleased to welcome Sylvia Ingle, who is a therapist and coach, and she's running Mind Calming Groups online, and she's also offering her services free for key workers as well. So, a very good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Lovely to speak to you. How's Brentwood?
Oh, it's wonderful. Lovely weather today. And thank you so much for having me on the show today.
You're welcome. So you've calmed me already. You've got one of those voices. Tell us about how you got into being a therapist and coach.
Oh, it's a long story. So I spent over 20 years in investment banking in a very, very, very stressful job.
Yeah.
Then my husband and I had a baby, so I was trying to be both a wonderful mother and a wonderful investment banker, but that didn't quite work for me. I knew people that were wonderful at doing both, but I couldn't, and I kind of had a mini breakdown, I guess. And I took my redundancy, that was 8 years ago when I turned 40, and I requalified as a hypnotherapist at first, and then once I was on that path, I discovered other therapies, and I'm discovering still new things all the time that are actually very, very helpful. And I would think that if I went back to investment banking right now, that would be a different story, because having learned and having experienced all those wonderful teachings, I think life can be experienced in a different way. So that's how I got onto this path.
The way that we think about ourselves, the way that we talk to others, they make a huge amount of difference to the way that we feel inside. And I think now we're beginning to see how much relaxation, whether it be yoga, mindfulness, deep breathing, it makes a huge amount of difference to the way that you feel.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say that there are so many ways to relax, to calm your mind, but it's important to know that if there was only one way that worked for everyone, there would be only just that one thing. So it's actually not the technique that does the business. It's the fact that all of these techniques allow us to calm our thinking, and that's the key. When I set off on this path, I thought, I'm looking for a technique for something to fix me. What I understood, and I'm beginning to understand right now, is that no one needs to be fixed. You're already fixed. It's just realizing that for yourself. And that can be done via yoga, via meditation, via tapping, via different techniques. That's a technique, not fixing anything. It's just allowing you to see what you're doing with your thinking and having a different relationship with your thinking.
For somebody who is struggling, what would you suggest they can do to help themselves?
I think to observe where are they in this struggling, and if they were to be quiet, to get quiet. So there's this phrase, silence your mind. What's that all about? Well, it's just watching what thoughts are running through your system, as it were, right now. You'd notice that there is this, an anxious state. There are various phases of it, different levels of it. And so just noticing, observing, being an observer of your mind. And if that's difficult, this is the thing. There are always things available to help. And the first, my go-to thing, is if someone is in a very bad place or they are struggling, is to take 5 deep breaths in and out, and just allowing yourself the time for 5 breaths. I don't know how long it would take, so it takes 10 seconds, but just sit with those breaths and watch what happens as you breathe in and you breathe out, and there is a pause. So just being curious about the experience of breathing, and that in itself is incredibly calming, and it's so wonderful to know that everyone can do this. So it's not something that you need to look for someone else to help. This is something that anybody can help themselves with, this particular way of calming and noticing what's happening in the moment. So, for example, with breathing, it could be also understood when we are in an anxious situation, we tend to totally breathe very, very shallowly. But when we breathe deeply, so consciously making 5 deep breaths, it sends a message to the brain that everything is well. So it's calming the brain from the outside, as it were, sending the message that everything is okay. Mm. Because if there is something scary going on, naturally, we breathe very quickly to get the energy to the body to be able to act. So there's this survival mechanism. So we can work with it to our advantage. So slow it down and send a message to the brain saying, oh, no, actually, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything is okay, by allowing for these breaths to be slow and deep. But of course, in any situation, just dropping into noticing, observing your breathing, however it happens, it is helpful in itself, because we cannot be paying too much attention to what we are thinking. And that's the key. That's what's creating the experience in any moment. So just let me clarify, my sessions on Facebook are free for everybody.
Oh,
so anybody.
Wonderful. But if you do go on onto website, Mind Calming Group, it's Sylvia Ingle. You can find the details there. They will be up on the website. The good thing is that you can, if you'd miss them live, they're up there anyway, so people can do a listen again.
Mm-hmm. And obviously for key workers, I offer sessions. So these are the one-on-one Skype or Zoom or phone proper therapeutic sessions.
Fantastic. So there we go. I find a lot of therapists, but you know, people that I've spoken to that do any sort of therapy, including our very own James Roast, who is has the happiness algorithm here on a Wednesday, when he comes in and has a chat, I always feel better when I leave the studio.
Do you know why?
Positivity.
Well, no, because I think as therapists we don't worry about, oh, gosh, what is going to happen? We just hang out in a present moment.
Yeah.
We hang out in now. And being in that space is very addictive. People want to be in the now.
Yeah.
So there is this phenomenon called mirror neurons that people pick up on the fact that someone is comfortable in a present moment. They're not worried about what they're going to say, what they're going to be asked. I think that's it.
I like that. So being in the present, I'm going to try and be a bit more like that, I think, yeah. Instead of moaning, sometimes Sylvia, I have a tendency to moan about stuff on it. but I find that therapeutic. I just sit here moaning about stuff.
Yeah.
I come away and feel much better. I don't know about the audience, but there we go. So if you do want to find out more, it's Sylvia Ingle. It's Mind Calming Group. Don't forget, they are live on Facebook. If you want a one-to-one, if you're a key worker, get in contact as well. And they're on Facebook live in the evenings. But if you wake up, during the day, if you want to watch any of them, you can go and do a watch again. So thank you ever so much, Sylvia.
Oh, so welcome. Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we'll have you in the studio live over in the next couple of months. Come in and chat live on air.
Thank you.
Great to speak to you. Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I feel more relaxed already. I think we should have a kind of, a breathe in at your own pace and breathe out. Brentwood, breathe out. One more time. Come on, let's do it. Breathe in. Not that loud in real life. And breathe out. I feel better.